Before we continue, let's come to the Lord in prayer. Lord, as we have been singing about your word, Lord, we now going to hear it. We pray, Lord, that you may give us wisdom today as our word is being preached, to be able to understand it, for it to be able to bear fruit in our hearts, Lord. Help me as well, Lord, and keep me from error as I'm about to preach today, Lord. May this word be to your glory, Lord. May it be glorify you, that all who hear it, they may see the need of repentance, and they may come to you, so they may be rejoicing in heaven over every sinner that repents, that comes to you for forgiveness. We pray this in the glorious name of the Son, Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.
Where we are reading today, there was a man who fell asleep and died while Paul was preaching. Now the good thing about that man is that Paul could raise people from the dead. So if any of you sleeps while I'm preaching and die, then know that nobody's gonna raise you from the dead. That was supposed to be a joke.
It is,
because we're gonna call that time. Yeah. greetings to all of you today. Bembo always says that I don't greet people before I come to preach, so greetings. Today, I want us to look at the significance of the resurrection. Why is the resurrection of Jesus Christ important to us as Christians? Why is it important to us to be able to believe that Jesus Christ was resurrected? And why was it important that he had to be resurrected? That's what we're going to look at. So let's turn our Bibles into the book of Corinthians, 1 Corinthians chapter 15. We're gonna read from verse 12 to verse 19. But we're basically going to go through many passages through this whole chapter. But let's just read from verse 12 to verse 19. 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 12 to verse 19. In ESV says, "Now if Christ is proclaimed as raised from the dead, how can some of you say that there is no resurrection of the dead? But if there is no resurrection of the dead, then not even Christ has been raised. And if Christ has not been raised, then our preaching is in vain, and your faith is in vain. We are even found to be misrepresenting God, because we testified about God that he raised Christ, whom he did not raise, if it is true that the dead are not raised. For if the dead are not raised, not even Christ has been raised. And if Christ has not been raised, your faith is futile and you are still in your sins. Then those also who have fallen asleep in Christ have perished. If in Christ we have hope in this life only, we are of all people most to be pitied." Now, in this passage, we are told clearly, not just once, but Paul was telling the Corinthians many times, that without the resurrection of Jesus Christ, then their faith is futile, that their faith is useless, that there's no use for anybody to be a Christian if Jesus Christ was not resurrected from the dead. And we are told that we are to be most pitied, that people should say to us, "Ah, shame, look at them, they are believing in something that is useless, something that is not going to bear any fruit for them." And this will mean that we would have invested our lives in a false thing, in a fallacy, by thinking that we can be Christians if Christ has not been resurrected. So the resurrection of Jesus Christ, from where we are reading, it is the cornerstone of Christianity. It is what makes or breaks Christianity. Now, many people know that, even unbelievers know that the resurrection of Jesus Christ is the cornerstone of the Christian faith. That's why the resurrection is the most debated issue in the whole world. When you go to YouTube and just go and look at the debates, most debates are on whether Christ was resurrected or not. People are not really interested whether there is God or not, because if we can prove that Jesus Christ was resurrected, then you have to acknowledge that there is God. So that's what we see in this chapter, which Paul is writing to the Corinthians. Now let's look at